A federal court has blocked a plan to allow some of the country's oldest and dirtiest coal-fired power plants to expand without installing new pollution controls. The action came 2 days before the EPA plan would have taken effect. The Bush administration recently overhauled the rules that govern emissions from these power plants. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
The part of the law at the middle of this fight is officially known as the New Source Review Program. It was written into the Clean Air Act when George Bush Sr. was president back in 1990. The program exempted older power plants from rules that forced other power plants to buy expensive new pollution control equipment. If the older power plants tried to expand, they had to install the new controls themselves. Coal companies and power plant owners never much liked this program, calling it badly written and unevenly enforced. The current Bush administration heard those complaints and revised the new source rule. Scott Siegel, a spokesman for the electric power industry, says the changes made by the Bush administration clarified the difference between words like routine maintenance and expansion. Siegel said the revised rules would have saved the power plants money at the same time they cleared the air.
When there is greater certainty about appropriate maintenance activities, then you can be sure that there will be further emissions controls, better environmental protection, enhanced workplace safety, and better electric reliability for consumers.
Environmental groups and state attorneys general saw the changes differently. They filed a lawsuit challenging the power of the EPA to make these kinds of revisions. Basically, that suit called the new rules a backdoor attempt to gut the Clean Air Act. Howard Fox is an attorney with the nonprofit group Earth Justice.
This effort to weaken this program is probably the most important weakening of an air pollution safeguard in decades. And it's very, very important to public health and to the environment that it not go forward.
Fox and his colleagues asked a federal court to prevent the new program from taking effect while their case was being considered. And now the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia has agreed to do it. The court described the changes in question as both a potential threat to public health and a possible violation of the part of the Clean Air Act that forces power plants to get permits before they increase emissions, according to Howard Fox of Earth Justice.
And if they don't want a permit, then they have to avoid the increase in their emissions. It's the basic principle of the law that's been in effect for many, many years. So what we argued to the court was that EPA simply broke the law when it issued a rule that let the companies off the hook and let them pollute without those safeguards.
The stay will be lifted if Fox and his colleagues lose their case against the power plants and the EPA. That case will be in court for several months at the least. Scott Siegel, the power industry spokesman, says this decision is not a ruling on the merits of the case, however.
Rather, it offers a temporary stay of the implementation of the equipment replacement rule. It essentially allows the court to take a little bit longer for a look-see to determine if the rule is properly promulgated. And we have nothing to fear from that.
Spokesmen for the Environmental Protection Agency say they are reviewing the new ruling. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.